Yeah. Well, I've always deliberately banked mine for Thanksgiving week. I always took 2 weeks off. Whatever thing, you know, Thanksgiving give us, we had Thursday and Friday. So I would always take, you know, like the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Usually the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before and then the week after. And I would use that to go down to Texas and we do Thanksgiving in Houston. And that would give me plenty of time to drive in, you know, leisurely. I wouldn't have to kill myself getting in there in a day or, you know, in a day or two. And, you know, a day's brutal on a guy my age. When I was younger, maybe, but, you know, it's 21 hours, and forget it. And driving, you know, 21 hours, that's not including, you know, stops, you know. And so I'm not the guy that's going to cannonball run that anymore. There's a term you guys might not recognize, maybe Anthony. But I would always take that 2 weeks. Well, now the kids are up here. They're in... you know, they're in the area. So I don't do that anymore, but I still have this thing about saving the time up for the end of the year. So then every year when I get here, you know, it's like I'm going to take every Friday off from now till Christmas, which very well might be the case. I got to look at my calendar today, you know, or I'm going to take, you know, two here, three there, you know, something like that next week, you know, take three there. I could do that. I could take three there and get that week off, and then I could take, you know, five off around the holidays and not have to come back to work till Friday the 2nd. So, I don't know, but I kind of like that, you know. I feel recharged, and we get a lot of vacation days in the spring. So that way I can, you know, save up my PTO for later in the year. Works out good.